This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Still to come, music of the Way Down Wanderers on Sound Ideas. Blues rocker Anthony Gomes says he's donating a portion of the proceeds to his show at the Castle Theater Friday night to the Twin Cities-based HEAL Foundation, which supports autism acceptance. GLT's John Norton caught up with Gomes at his home in St. Louis via Skype to talk about his Music as a Medicine Foundation. They also talked about the enthusiasm he still has for the career he chose 20-plus years ago. Norton asks Gomes to put a number between 1 and 10 on that enthusiasm.
Okay, I'll give it an 11. Well, first of all, we released our latest album, Peace, Love, and Loud Guitars, on October 19th. It's won several awards for Album of the Year, or it made a number of publications list for the top albums of the year. So Blues Rock Review, a leading blues blog, voted it the best album of the year. Soundgarden in Europe did so. Rock and Blues Muse was on their top 20 list. I can't tell you how many accolades this record's got. And it's exciting, after doing a dozen albums over 20 years, when you're releasing your hottest album to date. I'm just super excited where I'm at in my career. I'm super excited about the guitar. I feel like I'm playing and singing better than I ever have.
Well, let's play a little bit of the opening song on the album, Peace, Love, and Loud Guitars. It's called Come Down.
Come down from heaven, BB King, 'cause this kingdom has no king. There's no one here that can wear your crown.
So to me, this sounds like you are in mourning. It's obviously an ode to B.B. King, who passed away recently. And I understand that you had a relationship with B.B. King.
Yeah, when I was in college, I used to go to this jam night on Thursday nights. If you played really well, you'd get a free beer. And when you're in college, that's like $1 million.
Where were you in college?
I went to University of Toronto.
Okay.
One night, it was a two-beer night. Man, I was hot. I was playing really well. And this older gentleman came up to me and said, "Who's your favorite guitar player?" And without thinking about it, I said, "B.B. King." And he said, "You know, I thought so. I'm his bus driver, and I'd like you to meet him."
No kidding.
And this was one of the, this was one of those real shady kind of places, you know, and I thought, oh, yeah, right. But no, lo and behold, he was his bus driver, and B.B. took a lot of time the next day to mentor me, and he was there for me throughout my career, and like he was for so many other artists. That's why this man is so loved.
Come down from heaven, B.B. King, come down.
Let's talk about the state of blues in general, Anthony. I've heard from a number of blues players, and, you know, through the grapevine, even a couple of label heads, who say, you know what, if you really want to make money in blues music, you have got to, quote, rock it up. You can't be playing straight blues anymore. What is your take on, you know, if you want to make money playing blues, you got to rock it up?
With all due respect to people in the industry, I think they're idiots. You know, I've been hearing that advice since I started in my career. Don't say you're blues. Take blues out of your promotion. You know, you need to do a record that's not blues. So you do a record that's, you know, maybe more mainstream or crossover with some hints of blues, and then they go, "Well, this is no good. It's not blues." I think if somebody came out that played traditional blues with as much fire and authenticity as Muddy Waters, they'd be superstars. But I mean, the Muddy Waters comes around once every 100 years. Michael Jordan comes around once every whatever. But I think that if somebody comes out that's exceptional, they would sell a lot of albums. Having said that, rock music has penetrated all styles of music. If you listen to country music today, it's a lot more rocked up. If you listen to gospel music, it's a lot more heavy. Classical music, they fill the seats when they do a tribute to David Bowie. You know, B.B. told me, B.B. King said, you know, blues are like the laws of the land. They have to be amended to the times we live in. Everything is kind of just a little bit more rocky these days. You know, we live in faster times with the internet and computers, and it's just how we express ourselves.
We're here to make music, not war. There's three things we-